Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, celebrating 27 years. Don't believe the 26 on your screen. We're getting after our 27th anniversary all month long. I've got poems. I've got stories. I've got Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away. I've got some pressure lucks with the whammy. Got some lucky sevens doubles. I'll be giving those away on Thursday at the Beaumont in Catonsville, where I'll be enjoying a delicious fried lobster tail. It's one of the great things in town. All 27 days of this, we'll have other great things in town. I have had some great meals with this guy. I actually went with some friends to have some nice crabs. I didn't get the really big ones. It's got the kind of big ones at the bar on Sunday afternoon at Costas in Dundalk. Leonard Raskin joins us now. I do have your crab mallet. I have it right here.
There
I'll
we
make sure
go.
I have your very special crab mallet that has the beer opener. Maybe I'll take this to Bethlehem with the Black Crows this week. Check it out. But how are you? I thought our segment last
Excellent.
week was really like a lot of fun because I went to see Tommy Cromwell in Delaware, and you own property in Delaware, and because of what
Yes,
you do,
sir.
financial America. By the way, I did a whole lot on Dusty Rhodes this week, the other American dream, other than the one that you follow. And this week we're going to do sports media. Because like it's not that you pick the topics, but I'm like, hey, what's going on? You're like, I heard about this ESPN NFL deal and media,
Yes,
and
sir.
I thought of you. Now, you did not attend the Sasha Brown
I did
Eric
not.
DaCosta soiree over the
I did
weekend.
not.
Okay.
I had tickets. I was I was invited as a, I guess, a PSL club holder. I don't know. It was a perk thing.
Yeah.
And I downloaded the tickets. I fully intended to go, and then had an opportunity to attend a couple day meeting, spend some time in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is a place I've never been.
I have been to Eau Claire. Okay.
There you go. So I said, all right, took the wife and we did a little getaway for a few days, went up to Eau Claire and hung out with some colleagues up there and did a little ride along the Mississippi River. It was beautiful, beautiful weekend, gorgeous weather, and had some good wine, had some good food. And like I said, hung out with some good friends, and there I was watching
And that's a little
us.
weird because it is Cheeseland, but
It is Cheeseland.
way closer to Minneapolis. You're
Yes.
on the road to Minneapolis.
That's
You're
how we
near the
got there.
border. There's
That's
a
how we got
bar
there.
there. There's a bar there that's split in half. That's
Yeah.
half Vikings and half
Absolutely.
Packers for
So
sure.
it is close. We flew in and out of Minneapolis. We did the Mall of America.
Did you?
We did. I
You've
had to.
never done it.
I've never been there, and my wife's life is complete now. It was on her bucket list. So we did the Mall of America and saw that crazy
I
place
wish I
with
did. You get a Juicy Lucy cheeseburger in Minneapolis or no?
I did not. We didn't have a lot of time in Minneapolis.
You would have
So
been really well
just a
served
few
to go to the
hours.
baseball park there. It's nice. It's lovely. Minneapolis is lovely.
Yeah, just a few hours, just enough to taste it, check out the mall a little bit, and then head home. But Sunday morning, very interesting TV show while I was getting myself together to head out. It's a local sports guy. I didn't take down his name, but it would be like Jerry Sandusky doing a show or something like that. It was a half hour local sports show for Sunday morning, and I had it tuned in while we were getting ready. And this guy was talking about, and I don't know the particulars. Maybe you do. ESPN is merging with NFL properties
So
or
this,
doing something related to NFL properties. I didn't get the whole of it. I haven't looked up the business part, but effectively it said to me that they're taking over NFL Network.
correct.
I think they were part of it before. Now they're all of it or going to be all of it.
And they're
So
going to need Trump to approve it, by the way.
they will?
Yeah, that's apparent.
Okay.
NBC reports that.
Okay, so
So
it's
the
a business.
NFL, what basically the NFL is going to take an ownership stake in ESPN. And
Okay.
really, what that kind of means is because of the network, and they've really pared the NFL network back,
Right.
that the staff is going to merge in. Right. And like I ran into
Right.
Tim Kurkjian a couple months ago at Jim Henneman's funeral.
Yeah.
And they've scaled back their baseball coverage dramatically, right? They had the bananas on the other night, but they've scaled back Major League Baseball coverage dramatically because they're about to go to bed. They're about to become the NFL, and the NFL's about to become them. And trust me, when I tell you, when it works that way, they are one and the same. It's not like somebody's a client of the other way, right? Like you handle people's money in their American dream, but you're not going to do things unethically to keep it. You're not going to, like, they're now all of a sudden at the point where, like, they are one in the same. They will protect each other. They will act as a legal entity together. That is just dangerous.
The thing that I enjoyed about the thing was he said the Red Zone channel was going to be on ESPN, or they were taking it over. So I thought maybe I wouldn't have to subscribe to the other thing to get the Red Zone channel, because I used to have it on DirecTV, and then it went to YouTube, and so you got to be on YouTube. Now I don't know if YouTube's going to still be there, in which case then I still won't have it, but we'll figure that out as the day goes on.
The Walt Disney
Anyway.
unit will take control of NFL media properties, NFL Network, excuse me, and Red Zone. So, yes.
So I said to myself, this could be pretty good. And then the guy did a little commentary, which I thought was quite interesting. And he said, this means that CTE is dead as a investigative topic. He said,
All ownership is
any
off the
ownership
table.
issues to ask about is a dead subject. And he said, basically, there will be very little, if any, other than hard-nosed local reporters asking any questions of anyone relative to the NFL. And they are thrilled by this. And he concluded with, without, this is not his words, paraphrasing, it is horrible for the fans.
Well, they were the only ones doing any work. Seth Wickersham, and his group were the only ones investigating Daniel Snyder, investigating a Justin Tucker type story in other markets. And I saw the way WBAL and WJZ here really covered up the Justin Tucker thing. Just it just never happened here. It was not a big story here. Just shh, quiet, football reasons. They punt, and that's the end. And the Ravens are done answering it. Yeah, they walked away. They ran away from that, right? They're
Well,
running to this Tyler Luke kid, and
they
right.
cut him for football reasons. They brought in their new guy. He seems to be quite the kicker, and they don't care. It's over. It's interesting because one of the things about the Ravens, of course, I don't have to tell you this, the history of the team, the players that created that are heralded. They're not just the Ring of Honor, but they're brought out to celebrate the team and everything. I'll be very interested to see what Justin's future is relative to the
He
Ravens.
will be in the Ring of Honor at some point if I live long enough, healthily enough to
You
enjoy
think
the old age and the money that you're helping me
you
save.
think you think they'll let it just die out for a while and then bring
Sure,
him
they did
back
that
as a
with Ray
celeb?
Rice,
Well, I know
and
they did it with Ray Rice. It's kind of
they didn't
stunning,
even
but
do that with Ben Cleveland or the kid they drafted this year, the Michael Green kid. So,
they rehabilitated they tried to rehabilitate Rice's image with his NFL position and him talking about not beating your wife and things like that.
yeah, speaking of that, I watched a documentary over the weekend of Ghislaine Maxwell. The documentary, it's on Netflix. Unbelievable.
The only madam in the history of the world, I guess, that trafficked children to no one. I find
Well, I
it
mean,
that's a whole nother subject.
when you get the women on camera talking about this and their lawyers and what went on in New York and what's gone on for 20 years and her
Horrible.
role in it and how
Horrible.
she was not forced into the role, but it was like a hired job for sure. And from a billionaire, like I watch all of this and the cover up part of that and where cover ups lead and all of that, that journalism
It's
is
ugly.
important.
It's ugly.
Dan Roderick said something 2 weeks ago when he did the show of me over at Zeke's. He just said, it's really astonishing how hated the media is in this culture in some way and has been. And is If the media is wrong 1% of 1% of the time, I'll eat my hat on the organizations I've worked at and what is news and what isn't. And when a story like the Baltimore Banner writes a Justin Tucker story based on seven women and then five more and then nine more, and
Right.
it becomes all of that it's not that when there's smoke, there's fire. When you see these women speak about what happened to them, and they're old, they're my age now, things that
Yeah.
happened in 1994, 96, and 98, there's records of all of it. And then you think about like the Justin Tucker thing working on the edge around town here for several years, a decade ago, and no one can prove anything and no one can do anything, and these women feel powerless. We're really at a point where like the media is really, really important, man. You know what I
It
mean?
always,
Like,
well, see, the thing is, I think it always has been since. I think it always is. I hope it always will be. The problem is, whose facts are facts? That's all it comes down to. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're
well,
talking
in the world of
sports.
AI, proving things, I mean, I see these wacky press conferences the day after that fans make of Mike Tomlin saying things Mike Tomlin would never say, but it's up on a podium and they have fun with it on a Monday morning, and like it's not good.
No, that's my point. The truth, you want to think, I want to think that the truth is out there and that that exists in a host of places. I mean, we can go anywhere with it. You can talk about politics, you can talk about sports, talk about money, the influence of corporations, etc. I mean, in my world, look,
Science
I
is science, dude. That's why people go to school and prove things.
yes,
Math
but
is math, right?
Math is math. Now, I will tell you, in my world, math ain't money. Math ain't money, but math is math. And I end up often having to explain to people why what I'm telling them is correct when media out there says it's not. So there are things that are truths and there are things that are not. And if the world was based on that and we could actually find fact all the time, I don't know if we'd be better off or worse off, but my goodness, let's hope people keep digging for it because it matters. It absolutely matters
Well, there's
in
so many of
all
these
around our
stories that
world.
ESPN has broken that won't be broken anymore. The Baltimore
Right.
Sun, fired a political cartoonist that I've had on recently. So investigations into certain people and certain things won't be tolerated at the
Well,
Baltimore Sun any
they
longer.
never have
And
been. They
really, it's
never
60
have
Minutes.
been. They never have been. Let's face it. There's been fake. There's been cover-ups.
I don't know,
There's
dude. They brought down mayors that were black and white. They brought down governors and vice
Oh,
presidents
you're talking about the Sun
and
paper.
J
I
Jeffrey
agree.
Levitz and people
I
ripping off
agree. No, I
banks and
agree, and that's my point.
scam artists and
I hope
yeah.
it continues
There
that
used to
the
be,
and
remember, you used to
maybe
call Get Gelfman, right? You called Dick Gelfman if you're pissed off, right? And
look,
he'd try to help you out if you get
in my
ripped
world
off.
20 25 years ago when I set up my own shop, 2000. I was with other firms from 87 to 2000. When we went out on our own in 2000 and we set up what mattered, the integrity of our firm, the truth of what we share, the way that we help people, and one of our this is in our box, she knows this, we've talked to her about it. In our practice, when we bring on somebody new, for 20 years, it had in there, do nothing that would cause Jane Miller to come to our door,
Oh, there you go.
except as a potential client.
I know Jane. I
Yeah,
love
of
Jane.
course. And like you said, Get Gelfman became Jane Miller, and now maybe it's the Baltimore Banner. They're doing good things over there. They're doing great
Yeah, but I
work.
mean, they did good things, and the minute it happened, Justin Tucker smeared them
Of
instantly,
course.
instantly.
Well, you got to go after your
And,
attacker,
the
right?
first thing is to smear the media, smear the
Right.
cops, smear the
Right.
lawyer, like
Right.
all of that. So,
You go after the attacker and then you figure out whether they need to be gone after. It's
and
a
if you
sad
want
state, but
facts
it's
about Ghislaine
existed.
Maxwell and
It's
Jeffrey
existed
Epstein,
all over the
and
place
everybody that was
forever.
around them, the
Yep.
facts are out there, and they
Yeah.
were brought into a court of law, and the witnesses were brought in, including Trump himself. And he's talking about his own situation with Jean Carroll. She liked it. Like all of this stuff is all out there if you want to go see it. It's not deep state, deep fake. And I got something that's real for you because you mentioned Eau Claire.
Yes,
So I
sir.
want to go to rock and
Yeah.
roll because, Leonard, tell me what you do in a basket because you do the American Dream, and I'm literally I have one more interview today because we're playing the Phillies this week. I have a Phillies guest on who
Yes.
wrote a book last year,
Yes,
but I've done a
sir.
lot of radio this week. I had the guy who wrote the Nasty theme song, Kwame. He's
Okay.
going into the Hip Hop Museum and the Hall of Fame, and he didn't know about the song, and it was a weird period in his career. He's now 50 years old, going to Hip Hop Hall of Fame, and I had the greatest conversation about the Nasty theme song. So I'm having a good week. It's my 27th
There
anniversary,
you go.
and I'm treating myself to doing something tonight that's costing a grand total of $159, I think, total plus gas and whatever I eat.
Beautiful.
I'm going to go see a concert that I want to see off the grid, getting in the car, driving off to
Yeah.
Bemidji, right? So that's my American dream. It's just like less than $200 in a tank of
Yep.
gas. It's like the Blues
Yep.
Brothers. You know what I mean?
Got it.
So that's what I'm doing, but you do the American dream.
We do. We help people have the life that they want. That's what we're all about. We're about helping people have the life they want. And it doesn't matter whether you make 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, 10 million. There are people out there that want to achieve something. They have that drive, that goal, that hope that whether it's educate their kids, retire someday, own that house, buy that car, go on that trip, see that concert, whatever it is that they want, my goal is to help them get there safer, faster, stronger than they thought possible or knew they could. And we're all about helping people use their money as a tool to help them achieve that dream and understand what their true purpose for money is, what they're doing, what they want it for, and controlling cash flow, asset management, protecting all of that so you can have all of that. And it's all about enjoying what it is you want your life to be. And sadly, too often, what I hear from people is I'm saving for that day. You know, people counting down the days till they're going to retire and think they're saving for when they're going to retire. And you know, you've traveled all over the world. It's a hard thing to do when you're not well. It's a hard thing to do when your body's not well. It's a hard thing to do when your knees aren't in the shape they were when you were 30, 40, 50. So
You did
we
the
encourage
Alaska thing
people.
recently, right?
We did Alaska a couple few years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Magnificent.
Yeah, like that's one that, like, I'm putting that to the end, feeling like I won't have to move around if I get on a boat like that. You know what I
You can
mean?
do that on a cruise, but if you want to see
Yeah.
the country, you want to be able to walk around and do. You know, we did Iceland and it was magnificent. Sadly, over the weekend, I heard that a guy was on a glacier tour. I don't think it was anything strenuous, but it was a tour group. And it just happened to be this guy had a heart attack
I had
and
two
passed.
friends woke up literally this morning. I've been up a couple hours, Leonard. I'm
Yep,
having
yep.
coffee here, they're at Machu Picchu today.
There you go.
I have two friends at Machu
Independently or
Picchu.
together?
I haven't figured that out yet. I haven't
I
figured it out yet.
hope
I
it's not
think
a
they're
Coldplay
together.
concert. I hope it's not a Coldplay concert.
Well, Jesse and Jen Marsh, I love you both. They both have been in my home. I know them well. I was with Jen Marsh when the Justin Tucker news happened, having pizza at Pizza John's.
There
So, I
you
mean, I've been
go.
all over the place here this week. Leonard Raskin is here. You can follow him at Raskin Global. I want to go backwards on two things here because I got a
Yes.
couple of notes.
Yes.
Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yes. Great
All
little
right.
town.
So,
Cool place.
I've been to Eau Claire once in my life. What was I there for? What do you think?
A concert, of
Okay, of course, of
course.
course. So I was there on an iconic weekend, okay? And I think I'm going to look this up, and I want to get the year right because I think it was 1999. It was the weekend that JFK Jr. died. So whenever that was, so that
Yep.
was he died July 16th, weekend of July 16th of 1999. So I had a girlfriend at the time. I was nationally syndicated at the time. I was flying in and out of
Yep.
Chicago and doing stuff. My girlfriend was here, and she may be a little more rustic than me. She grew up where she's a Randallstown girl, right?
Okay. Yep.
So, but we were going to get one of those pop-up campers, a
Oh, God.
Rental USA
Yeah, sure.
camper, okay? And we went to this thing, and I'm not making this up. You can Google it. It's called Rockfest.
There you go.
And they did a country fest for years after that. And they had it in this town called Cadott, Cadott. It's one of those, Cadott, Wisconsin.
Yep.
It's right outside of Eau Claire,
Yep.
but it's a campground. Think Woodstock
Yep.
in 1999. So I'm 30 years old. Think Preakness, but over 4 days in a field with mosquitoes as
Yeah.
big as your head.
Got
And it
it.
was a legitimate campground. It
Of
had
course.
a general store, but it had several thousand people camping 24 hours, making beer tents. It
Yep.
was like, so the bands that played I want to give you every band because it's going to blow you away. You're going to be like, why is he telling me this stupid
No, I'm
story
sure it was an awesome
about
time.
Cadott? Okay. So over the 3 day weekend, I bought the VIP wristband. We bought a camper. Speaking of having extra money or why I don't have any money now, is that we spent a couple $100 getting a camper. We flew out to Minneapolis. We rented the camper. We drove out. I bought the VIP package, which at that time was 250
$100.
bucks for the weekend, right? And it included corn on the cob, chicken, burgers, hot
Cheese
dogs,
curds.
right? I think it included beer out
Gotta
of the
have
tap
cheese
because it was
curds,
Wisconsin.
man. You gotta have cheese
Totally cheese
curds.
curds. It was Wisconsin. Everything, there was no hamburger, only cheeseburgers, only, right? So the bands, and I wish I could give this to you more dramatically over the 3 days. Maybe I can if it gives me the whole
The
lineup,
lineup.
like for the whole weekend. I think this is correct. Day one was like on Thursday night, Blue Oyster Cult, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and Motley Crue.
There you go.
Day two was Sammy Hagar, Pat Benatar, Rick Springfield, and
Ooh.
Def Leppard.
There you
Day
go.
three was Poison, Joan Jett, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, and the Scorpions. And day
Holy cow.
four was Journey, America, like Bachman Turner. It was like a
Headline,
Woodstock. They
headline.
all played full sets. None of this, they're just going to play an hour. They all played 2 hour full on all day long. It was like a Live Aid thing. And I found out about the concert, and I'm like, let's get. I'm not a camp guy. I'm not an outdoor guy. My girlfriend w laughed at me the whole time, and we drank beer, and we did what young single people do, had a good time. You
There
can
you go.
walk up to the concert from the campground, right? And we had the
It's like
wristbands.
what's the one in Delaware that they do at the
They
at Dover?
Firefly,
Right, at
Firefly.
Dover, right at the racetrack. They same thing. People camp out, trailers, tents,
Right?
days,
So,
mud,
and not like this
rain,
Ocean City
doesn't
thing where
matter.
it's in and out and you get a room, like,
No,
right?
quick day.
But I did that in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
There you
And that
go.
was the weekend that JFK Jr. died. We were all there, kind of like, wow, what happened? And meanwhile, we were rocking. I mean,
I'll
it was
bet. That's quite the lineup.
quite a lineup. That's why I told you,
That's
like, people talk about
fantastic.
Live Aid and things that I've done in my life that are crazy. That was like a wild, once in a lifetime kind of
Gotta do
weekend,
it. Gotta do it.
And I'll tell you what, this was a couple. I have pictures, like really good pictures, because I was in the pit for all of the shows, right? And this is when Motley Crue came out and they put the stripper poles on the stage
Oh
with the
my God.
cages. It like
It
there
was
was some
insane.
thought that the Wisconsin state authorities,
Might show up, shut it down.
these girls might have been topless. You know what I mean?
Might
It might have been. Yeah, I mean, like it, they, Leonard, they might have been.
have been collecting dollars in a G-string.
It was, and it was under the stars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I
and the
got it.
mosquitoes were
Oh
ginormous.
yeah. There's
And
not no see-ums up there.
so I had a pretty good time. I have a great memory of Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
There
So
you
people
go. Well,
say,
I
the
was
places
there
you've been.
with some colleagues, a little business action, and stayed at the famous Metropolis Resort. It is a hotel with water park, mini golf, trampoline park, go-karts, zip lines.
It's Hershey Park.
It's all in one. At the hotel in Eau Claire, it is famous in Wisconsin. So it was
All right.
a
Just
nice
like an
weekend.
Opryland kind of look to
Yeah,
it. All right.
whole
Okay.
thing,
I like it.
and then a trip to the Mall of America
Oh,
to
I
see
tell me about that. I need to hear
the
about this.
mall.
I have such great memories at the Mall of America. So
Well,
go ahead, tell
you know,
me.
the wife has always wanted to go. She is a
So did my wife. So did my
professional
wife.
shopper, professional shopper. I've told her for 25 years that she could put out a shingle, speak to men who have spouse, children that they care about, and hate shopping. This was pre-Amazon back in the day. And that she could get a little dossier about the family, go shop professionally, buy what they wanted, gifts, etc., have clientele, and make a fortune. She never did it. Then Amazon came along and it all went away.
Well,
But
good
anyway,
idea.
one of
I
her
invented MTV
bucket
in
list.
1979, but it just never happened for me. I was
Right.
11,
That's it. One of her bucket list items was the Mall of America. So since we were up there and going in and out of Minneapolis Airport, and the Mall of America
It's
is
right there.
5 minutes, you can shuttle over. And so we went to the mall, and the one thing my wife hates almost as much as anything else in the world is shopping with her husband. I don't let her have the freedom to go and do what she wants to do and spend the time and look at the racks and try things on. I'm a guy. I'm like in, out, buy,
Dude, they
go.
have sports bars right there. They have an aquarium in the mall that you
They have an
like.
amusement
That's
park.
the
I
kind
told
of
her,
thing where you're like, I'll go do something
go.
else.
I said, let's meet back at the car at whatever time. She's like, no. So what we did, because we'd never
You
been,
should have gotten in an Uber and gotten a Juicy Lucy somewhere off
no,
campus and a beer.
we really just hung there. We weren't there that long. It was a few hours. So now that we've done it, her next trip there will be with some lady friends, and there is a Marriott attached literally to the mall. You get there from the mall, you walk right in one to the other.
Luke and I drank there all night with the Philadelphia Eagles staff one night.
There you go. She will go there with some girlfriends, do a girls' trip, spend a couple days, and really do the mall the way a
Let
woman
her
should.
know that the weather's not always like it is the last week of July.
Right. Well, it was beautiful.
You don't want to send
So,
her there anytime after October 1st or anytime, let's say, before April 15th,
right.
or maybe May
No
15th, yeah.
winter trip. Although it is inside, and if you're in the airport,
No, 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 no,
you can
no.
take you wait, wait, wait.
It's not
You
good.
can take a 12-minute shuttle that's like a train from the airport direct to the Marriott. Stay at the Marriott, never leave the mall, and you don't have to see the outside.
I brought your name up in a different segment, but I had Robbie Ince Makowski on, who did 4 years as the Minnesota Twins. Kind of what Rob Long does for the Orioles or Melanie Newman does for the Orioles, He did that
Sure.
with Burt Blyleven in Minnesota. He's been my friend forever. He's a great guy. He's from
Pre-game,
Philadelphia, so
post-game.
yep. And he's in Pittsburgh
Tom
now. He did it
Davis.
for the
How about my friend
Tom
Tom
Davis.
Davis?
Absolutely.
Tom's going
Hall of
into the
Famer this week
Orioles
with
Hall
Adam
of Fame
Jones.
Friday. Adam Jones and who else? There's one other. Who's the third?
Oh, don't put me on a spot like this
Oh,
because I know it's
sorry.
Orselak, isn't
Sorry.
it? Is it
Orselak.
Orselak?
I
Yeah,
think you're
thank
right.
you.
Yes.
Gosh, okay.
Friday,
Thanks.
luncheon at the warehouse. There we go.
Yes. I saw Adam Jones. I had breakfast with Adam Jones 2 weeks ago at the Connexity.
Bananarama. Bananarama. No, that's not
Dude,
the
that
name.
is on my list to do bananas with you,
Bananas.
without question.
Savannah Bananas. Sell out Camden Yards.
And the Orioles can't sell out playoff games for $15. Like that,
Right.
explain
That's
that to me, Mr. Moneybags. Come on.
I don't get. Well, dude, there's people that it's a hype. It's a hype thing. It's like we talked about it before. I think it's like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. If the Harlem Globetrotters played baseball, this is what it would be. The guy that created it decided he wanted some silly, nutty, crazy entertainment around this thing called baseball. It's not baseball. It's Harlem Globetrotters do baseball. That's what I call it. Now, give
It
him
had a
credit.
WWE element for me for
Yeah, give him
kids.
credit. He's made a ton of money. He's now expanding the league and getting bigger, and he owns the whole thing. It's private. But he's a marketing genius. He's created something that people want to see. Sold out Fenway, sold out Camden Yards, brings back old players from the team to hype the local. Adam Jones was there. Matt Wieters was there. Nick Markakis was there. Buck
Buck.
Showalter was
Buck.
there.
Yeah.
So back to your guy. What were you saying? Sorry.
So Robbie, I was telling him when Minnesota, because I said, did baseball there or whatever.
Yeah.
Luke Jones and I were at the Mall of America broadcasting every night for a week, and I had great guests there. Like, go, I kicked ass that week. Everybody, Dan Marino did the show, Terry
Yeah.
Bradshaw, Louis Anderson was talking to me about becoming a comedian. Just did, it was a great environment. Had a lot of former Ravens on that week telling stories and whatnot. And every night we would leave, and it would be 5 below, 10 below. I mean, really, really cold.
That is
And
cool.
they had this area right out from where you're talking about that Marriott, where the shuttles would pick us up. And they literally had these French fry heaters, like the orange overhead body heaters underneath of these warming bus tanks. That like is the only time in my life, other than when you go to Hershey Park. And you go through the roaster on the free ride, you know what I'm talking about? Hershey Park Happy. And you go through and they roast you for a minute. You feel that feeling? Or maybe for people that did fake baked tans, they get in that bed and they bake. But that was totally the experience of mine in Minnesota. And that's like pretty girls, yes, nice people, Minnesota nice. Like I could live, be I like Minnesota, but
In the
don't go
summer.
after October 1st. I'm telling you, it's cold.
There you go.
And I brought your name up somehow in another segment this week. And it was Micah Buchdahl, who is my Philadelphia friend, talking
Went to high
about
school with him.
you went to high school,
Or,
Micah. It's very, very possible. So Micah is a Philadelphia lawyer. He was the PR director of the Capitals in 1984, and I got my first press credential. And he came on and did the show, just talking about how expensive it is to be a fan in the mod. Because he's a fan. He's a his boy. He's got a girl who's in her 20s, a boy who's in his teens. The boy's gonna go to Syracuse, but I have seen him at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. I came down, took a picture with him and his kids at the game that day, as well as Jim Schwartz and his wife and her kids, Kathy. I was just walking through the bowl on Super Bowl Sunday, and they've now been to 3 Super Bowls. Daughter, son, daughter. He's got the wife problem that you had, and I brought your name up. He said his wife has now said, that's it. There's no more Super Bowls for the Eagles. I'm out. And I told him the story about your furniture thing from back in 2001. I said, how many Super Bowls, how many World Series can you afford? And it really is like the American dream if it means that much to you. But Philadelphia, as the Orioles go up there is a financial amount of support that goes into those franchises, signing Bryce Harper, keeping the Flyers and the 76ers afloat. They have ladies soccer, they have men's soccer up there. They have a lot. They have Villanova, they have big Temple, big universities. There's a lot of money floating around up there. And I talked to Micah, who says he never buys concessions at the stadium. It's just sort of cutting around the edges. So he bought the monthly pass so he and his kid can go stand in the outfield because they love sports. But there's like I love the Black Crows, but tonight's a $150 night, not a $400 night. That's
That's a
all.
good night. It's a good night. It's what it's for. Talk about it. It's for concerts, travel, friends, family, belt buckles,
Well, I think all the
whatever.
fun you've had, you should have let your wife get a little wilder at the Mall of America. That's all I'm saying. I
I
don't want to
had no
guilt you.
restrict. I had no restriction. I of course not.
Were
It's
you a pain in
her.
her ass at the mall? Did you go the other way and
No,
just do something?
she. I said that. She
I had a
said
great
no.
meal there on the fourth floor at this Italian joint. I would have sent you, and you could have sat at the bar and
No, I said to her.
had a
I
nice
said to her, "Why don't
tea.
we just meet back at the car in a few hours? Here's the deal. No. Let's walk around. Let's see the mall." So we were there to see the place and to take in what it is and to see the shops that you don't see other places. I'm just still stunned. I mean, I guess it's an attraction, but there's not a lot of malls left. Malls are gone the way of the dodo
And it
bird.
was vibrant.
It was packed.
Okay.
Packed every store. There were people everywhere. In every store, there were people. There was no way that this place was not happening. Four floors of happening. People all over the place. Lines at the food court everywhere, packed. Lines outside of there. Every place that sells food, and there's a lot of food in that place, had people in it. There was nothing empty in that entire mall except one area where they were putting in two new stores to coming soon. Otherwise, the place was just overflowing with people.
Well, you mentioned the bananas being a marketing phenomenon, the Mall of America marketing phenomenon, right?
Same.
Right.
I would bet half the people in the place are tourists. It's a destination place. They're not locals hanging out at the mall. It's people coming to see the Mall of America from all over. And it's good. It's good business. Retail, good stuff, making
Well,
money,
I mean,
employing people.
put a
That's
lot
all
of
good.
bands together, you get people to Ocean City too. It looks like you get
There
them
you
to
go.
Cadott, Wisconsin, or
That's
whatever, right?
right.
Leonard
See
Raskin brings
the
people
show.
together, and he brings your money together and the confidence to understand the market a little bit better. You can learn more at Raskin Global. I have the shirt on here through summertime, and always good to visit with you. Always a fun
Pleasure.
conversation. And we're I tell you what, we're going to be getting up on baseball season around or football season around here soon, as baseball season sort of winds down a little bit. We have a new sponsor in GBMC. I'm going to be talking about men's health issues and various things, not just injury reports with Luke as we get into the month. And I'm also going to be giving away scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. I have some pressure luck, some lucky seven doublers. We begin at the Beaumont in Catonsville this week. Our 27th anniversary includes 27 of my favorite things to eat in town. I really had to put a lot of thought into how to structure this list.
Only
It's a
27.
I know what my 28th one was. I
There you go.
had an Indian. I love Indian food. My Indian place, Lumbini, closed down on
Oh,
Charles Street,
so no more 28.
downtown. So I didn't have the confidence level to go with Himalayan House or some other places that I like, Cafe Spice, some other places. So I am laying off of Indian, and it just allowed me to bring a very, very worthy Tres Leches cake into this conversation.
There you
So
go.
Leonard, I have Tres Leches cake. I have tacos in this. I have snowballs in this. I have various crab related dishes in this list. I have
Sounds good.
Ocean City things in this list. I have things on the road to Ocean City on this list. Yeah, there's not much. These are my favorite things for real.
That's
There's
what it's about.
no peer pressure. This is like a Consumer Reports. It's like the Christmas song. These are a few of my favorite
Amen.
things.
Do
Right, so I'll
it.
be doing that. All right.
Is
I
that
sang that a little
Christmas?
bit more like the Mary Sue Easter egg, which is not among my favorite things,
I
although I
think
love them.
that's. I think that's. Isn't that Sound of Music? Is that a
These are a
Christmas thing?
few of my
That's
favorite.
Sound of Music, right?
I'm gonna
Mary
have to look
Poppins.
that one up. Thank you.
Yeah, I
Something
don't
like
think that.
that.
It's not Christmas.
I'm gonna
Yeah,
look that up.
that's Sound of Music, I believe.
All right. Now, on our next program, we'll
We'll
have the answer
figure
to
that
that.
out. There you
And I'll
go.
have a review on the Black Crows at this
Amen.
Bethlehem Music Fest thing going on
Good
in Bethlehem,
deal.
Pennsylvania. I am
Good
Nestor. He is
deal.
Leonard. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Your money in Baltimore positive. Stay with us.